For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Anthony, you were there at Shea School of Rock, the musical, opening night. How was it?
It's fun. It's a story of a bunch of kids who get an unconventional teacher who forms them into a rock band, unknown to the principal or to their parents. I'd seen the New York production early in its run, back when Buffalo's own Michael Hartney was in the cast, playing one of the fathers of the little girl with the big voice. And it holds up nicely. The children in New York were all astonishing. These children are all very, very endearing. One in particular, young Vincent Molden, sixth grader who plays Zach and plays the guitar like Jimi Hendrix. His little redheaded kid, he looks like a young Prince Harry. And he's up there rocking away. He's just fabulous.
Well, I have a confession. Dinner theater. I had an attitude about it, but nonetheless, because you went, I went to Desiderio's Dinner Theater for a performance of Jitters, and as you did, I had the chicken. It was very good.
Right.
This is an ongoing thing.
It's quite an experience and a throwback to another era of theater going. Jay Desiderio has kept Dinner Theater going. Sometimes he'll do something with more substance, but not on this occasion.
Yes. Now, Significant Other at BUA, it's a high-energy romp with all of these young people on stage, and you got some insight into the costumes, which sort of went by me.
Well, you had asked me about the changes in the bridal costumes. Often when you see a small professional show, the bridal costume is an afterthought. It's clearly somebody's used tired dress, not made specifically for the actress in mind. And these are fitted. These are character-appropriate bridesmaids' costumes also. And Siobhan Davis, who did the costumes, is actually a drag performer in Buffalo, who is not intimidated by getting out a needle and a hot glue gun and just making magic. But on this instance, knowing that they needed to look like high fashion, he had the foundations made in New York. He sent the fittings of these actresses to New York and has a connection for a very low price. So the foundations came back, and then he was able to build gowns around them with a mind to things like the Vanessa character needs to be able to step over steps in hers. They need to be maintained so they look crisp and new as if they're being worn for the very first time every night for 4 weeks. The bridesmaids' dresses, and I don't want to do a total spoiler for people who might go and see this, all I will say is women gasp when those clothes walk out.
Now, on a more serious topic, there's a play, Lit 401, A School Shooting in One Act, written and presented by two UB grads, Drew Piatek and Gordon Tashjian, a four-performance run at Shea Smith Theater. And after the 2007 shooting at Virginia Tech, they felt they had to do something, and as theater majors, what do? You put on a show. And they're bringing it back in light of the recent tragedies.
A lot of theater is activist. In fact, activism is at the heart of the realist movement, beginning with Ibsen. This, I would say, is more didactic. We're going to overtly discuss this as an issue, and certainly the theater lends itself well to such gestures.
And something special tonight, it's a Bernstein tribute at Shea's 710. Buffalo Opera Unlimited is going to honor the memory of Leonard Bernstein, born 100 years ago, and it's called A Salute to Leonard Bernstein, a centennial celebration. A lot of Bernstein musicals that we all know, West Side Story, Candide, On the Town, Trouble in Tahiti, and then one I've never heard of, The Mad Woman of Central Park West?
That's funny, because that's the one that debuted in Buffalo.
Get out.
On that very stage at 710, when it was Studio Arena Theater. Yes, it was a show by Phyllis Newman, a show performed by Phyllis Newman with music by various composers. But the interesting anecdote from that was, because it was headed for Broadway, it had first-rate design qualities, including costumes by Theoni V. Aldridge, the great Broadway costume designer. And working at the theater as an intern was Buffalo's Susie Benzinger, a girl at the time. She would go on to become the costume designer for the original Miss Saigon, and she does all of the clothes for all of Woody Allen's movies. But at the time, she was just this kid, and they assigned her to put on Phyllis Newman's body mic, and she didn't know what she was doing, and in their brusque high-handedness, they did not help her, and inevitably, she did it wrong, and it came undone, and there's Phyllis Newman in an opening night audience that includes Arthur Lawrence, who wrote the piece, and critics. There's Phyllis Newman with no mic. And afterwards, Arthur Lawrence demanded to know who had installed the body mic, and Miss Benzinger timidly fesses up that it was she who had installed the body mic, and the great Arthur Lawrence loudly, cruelly announced that she would never have a career in the theater. Well, years later, when he met her, it was quite a different profile in the American theater and film. She reminded him of this story, and he backtracked and said, well, what I meant to say was, you have a great future in the theater. But that happened at 710 Main Street, Buffalo, New York.
And it could happen again tonight, starting at 8 o'clock. For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.